In this bulletin, the family of an Australian man reportedly detained in North Korea speak out. A former Manus Island detainee asked the federal government for improvements in offshore detention. And in sport, more than $2 million raised for ex-Wallaby Israel Folau to pay for his legal action against Rugby Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The family of an Australian student reportedly arrested in North Korea says it hopes to re-establish contact with him soon. Perth relatives of Alex Sigley say Australia's Foreign Affairs Department is trying to confirm the 29-year-old's whereabouts. In a statement, the family of Mr. Sigley describe his lack of contact with friends and relatives as unusual. Mr. Sigley states online he created the Tongal Tours business, which specialises in educational tourism for Northeast Asia. He also claims to be the first Australian student to have studied in North Korea. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has reinforced the importance of free trade ahead of the G20 summit in Japan. Australia is monitoring trade tensions between the US and China as Prime Minister Scott Morrison prepares to meet President Trump. Minister Cormann says Mr. Morrison's planned talks with the President demonstrate how close Australia's relationship is with the US. But he says the summit will focus on how to ease pressure on the global trading system.
Everything we do and all of our engagement is focused on building a stronger economy and making sure that people in Australia have the best possible opportunity to get ahead. And that is what we'll be focusing on tonight. We understand that the best prospect for Australians today and into the future to get ahead comes from a commitment around the world to free trade and to open engagement.
A former Manus Island detainee has addressed the United Nations Human Rights Council, calling for the Australian government to treat people in offshore detention humanely. In the speech, Abdulaziz Muhammad spoke about migrant rights, torture and mental health. He says the situation is worsening every day for the more than 800 women and men still detained on Manus Island and Nauru. He says he's usually notified when there's a self-harm attempt on Manus Island.
Since I've been here, I've been recording the number of the incidents and the suicide attempts on Manus. Now it's when over 100. And it's still like every day before I go to bed, I get a message of someone who's attempting a suicide. Sometimes even it's making me that to stay all night, just try to come and talk to the person, to the individuals who are attempting a suicide. And it's not easy to restore hope.
In February, Mr. Muhammad was granted permission to travel from Manus Island to Geneva to receive the prestigious Martin Ennals Award for Human Rights Defenders. He lodged a claim for asylum in Switzerland and in June became a Swiss citizen. Doctors certified in Victoria to assist patients who want to die are being warned that they could be breaking federal laws if they use a phone or the internet to discuss the scheme with patients. Just a week after Victoria's controversial euthanasia laws came into force, doctors are being told to have all discussions with patients face-to-face because a federal law makes it a crime to incite or counsel someone into suicide using a carriage service. Victoria's Health Minister Jenny Markakos says she's not aware of anyone ever being fined under the law, but says it would be absurd for a family member, doctor or journalist to be prosecuted.
So the risk to our clinicians and those participating in voluntary assisted dying is a negligible one. But I want to ensure that there is absolutely no risk to anybody whatsoever in participating in voluntary assisted dying.
The Federal Attorney General, Christian Porter, says his department has confirmed with Victorian officials that in-person medical consultations would not trigger a prosecution. A second campaign page to raise funds for former NRL player Israel Folau has been paused after donations reached more than $2 million. The Australian Christian Lobby says it established the support page to help Folau stand up for religious freedom and cover his legal costs. The former Wallaby set up his own fundraising appeal. but the host website GoFundMe shut it down because it didn't fit into its no discrimination policy. Folau is launching legal proceedings against Rugby Australia after it terminated his contract because of homophobic remarks posted online. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, showers clearing and an early storm, 16 degrees. Adelaide, late rain and 20. Melbourne, sunny and 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16 degrees. Wollongong, a possible shower, 18. Sydney, partly cloudy, 20. Newcastle, similar conditions, 21. Brisbane, possible shower, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.